As attempts to negotiate a peace settlement for Darfur continue, UNICEF's goodwill ambassador, Mia Farrow, has been visiting the camps in order to raise awareness about how insecurity is threatening children and women.
The violence against women and the rapes are ongoing. There is no security for them to leave the camp whatsoever. And when I asked them, you know, who was doing this, they said soldiers, Janjaweed, it's all the same.
Children and women are most at risk when they leave the camps to collect firewood, which they need to do in order to survive.
It's alarming. And I had heard, you know, that protection was the priority at this point, and it sure is. They have to live with the choice whether they can cook the meal for their family or which of them is going to go out and face this sort of assault on a daily basis.
As UN Goodwill Ambassador, what have you been able to say to the government and the people on the ground to bring pressure to try to resolve this immediate problem of security that you're talking about?
In speaking to the government, we did advocate for the people to say that what are they doing about the violence, particularly against the women, what are they doing? And they were pretty much denying that it existed. They said, well, occasionally these Arab militia or Janjaweed have come across the border or the way they exist. And really they blamed it on that, but they felt that they had now this new police force, say 12,000 police had been appointed, and they felt that, you know, that was taking care of the security. It was no longer an issue. But in fact, the police force has enlisted many of the original perpetrators of the violence against women. These individuals have been identified by the women, and in fact, they're part of the problem.
Mia Farrow's 16-year-old son, Seamus, is also in Darfur as a UNICEF youth ambassador. He says young boys also face extreme difficulties in the camps.
For the boys my age, the problem is that they have nothing to do. They're really just stagnating in these communities. So it's a big problem in that they're being recruited to local militias and resorting to banditry simply because they can't make their usual living, which is farming the lands and pursuing business. So these are the problems, sort of the range I've been seeing from people my own age.
This is Jane O'Brien reporting for UNICEF. For Every Child, Advance Humanity.